It's time for Cofield and Company. Live at the Golden Circle Sportsbook and Bar, inside Treasure Island, it's Cofield and Company.
I like it. No one's ever done that before. I like that. So you love the open so much? And I had already done it twice. Yeah. We gave extra, well, the beginning of the show was a little jacked up, not to point out mistakes, but we needed a couple of clean Rebecca Blacks. And yeah. All right, I need advice on a couple of fronts. One, by the way, Greg Salerno's here. It's Treasure Island. You didn't order food, did you?
We lack so much focus on the show.
Don't know. You would think we'd be focused for the food portion,
I mentioned,
and that was my fault.
I mentioned the chicken salad.
I say just put it in. Get what you want. Get what you want. I'm good.
I assumed the order was put in already.
I don't want a lot of food in my belly for what's coming tonight. So
yeah.
Two things I need advice on. So the Raiders game is just down the road at Allegiant. I need to travel from, not for the game, for something else. I need to travel from TI to Mandalay Bay. But parking at Mandalay Bay, I think, is not going to happen because I'm going to Mandalay Bay just to go hang out with some friends, and I think it's $75. I like those guys.
Yeah.
Not $75 like.
Right. No, I get
so 364-1100, 702, 364-1100. Text if you can give me an answer. Tag it with ESPN so we'll see it. What do you do on game nights when you have to go to Mandalay or Luxor? What's another parking option where I'm not going to get just bludgeoned? Do I have to – I don't think I can park at Excalibur and walk through all the connections down.
Right.
I think Excalibur probably has Raider game rates as well. What do I do, audience? 702-364-1100, text.
There is a place across the street from the Reef over there that has, like, food and stuff, and I think it's free parking. If you just pretend you're eating over there and walk across the street, I think you'd be okay.
All right.
I'm guessing. This is a lot. I haven't been doing this in a while, but I'm just saying.
I mean, I could call in favors.
The trap's gone, right? Like, the whole parking lot and everything?
Well, the parking lot, it's been closed up. Have you not been down there?
No, it is.
The trap is completely gutted. It's standing, but you can see it's ready for the, you know, boom,
demolition,
boom. You know, all the different layers, it's ready to go. No, the parking lot is like a fortress. Which, by the way, I was talking about Mirage and getting kicked out of there. Last hour, we were talking about that during a bachelor party. I mentioned this to Adam Hill about how annoyed I was with one of his coworkers, Ron Kantowski, who years ago, what was Adam doing yesterday? Adam was going to give, like, some information about how he gets somewhere or parks down on the strip. And I'm like, no, don't do that. Because what will happen is, like, I almost think he was going to do it so that he could be a martyr or a victim 6 months from now and be like, everyone now knows about it and ruined my, like, don't do that. But his guy, Ron Kantowski, and we like Ron, but Ron wrote one time that if you wanted to go to boxing in UFC, a really good option was to park right there at Tropicana and walk across the street. And I read it, and I was like, what are you doing? I was mortified. I'm like, that's my spot and so many other people.
It reminds me of
don't do that.
Do you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Of course.
Do you ever see the episode where he finds a secret play, a way to get into the valley?
Yep.
It's way faster than everybody else.
Yep.
But then he accidentally tells somebody, and they tell everybody else. Yep. So there's like a traffic.
Next time, all backed up, honking. The
it
worst.
Happens, though.
I actually think Ron, it was even worse. What Ron did was he talked about it was a great option to park for VGK games. You'd park over there. You'd walk over to
–
I'm like, bro.
Yeah, that stinks.
Because that was a great spot. I'd park over there. We're talking about a lot about memories of the places that closed around Vegas.
Yeah.
Little snitches. Not really memories of the catacombs, but convenience. But, yeah, I used to park there all the time for all the big fights. You walk across, get right in, UFC fights, beautiful.
I wonder if they're systematically getting rid of the free parking on purpose. Is that why they're closing all these casinos?
Yes, that's the grand plan.
That's what it is.
The A's and the stadium actually don't matter. They were like, oh, this is a good park. There's,
we got to stop Cofield from.
Is there a they of Las Vegas?
I don't
like,
know.
They are doing this.
Maybe.
And if we talk about it on the air, they're like, alert.
Yeah.
These guys just gave out a snitch.
we got to stop that. Yeah, actually, Bally's Corp doesn't really want the A's there. They're just like, wait, we heard people were misusing our parking lot. We got to come up with something.
I believe that before I believe somebody wants the A's.
That was a good line.
Hey, thanks.
Very good line. Yeah, so the advice, please. I need to find you. Okay, well, you didn't exactly name it, but I don't want you to.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell you off air exactly where it's at.
Other piece of advice I need, and the audience has heard this, and for those who haven't, enjoy it. So I hope it's not getting old, but it is a decision I hem and haw a lot about spending money. And I just saw the note the other day. Either one of you guys an Apple guy? Jared, Apple?
I'm not.
Okay, iPhone, your phone never seems to work, so I would hope that you wouldn't want to say that.
That is AT&T's fault, not Samsung's.
All right, I don't mind you going after them. I left them in the dust, and you're not.
I have iPhone. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Did you see that Sunday ticket's finally available on your phone?
I did, and
you're
I
gonna,
saw.
You're gonna do this?
No.
What is this? This is insanity.
It's like a hotel for 2 weeks for me. Okay, if you want to sign up for this. And you get your Apple phone. I actually did this, too, and I before I even saw this. And I went on there, and I was like, oh, man, I'd like to get – would you like Red Zone? I'm like, yeah, I'll get Red Zone, too. Why not, you know? I get to the end. $750.
For the NFL?
Yeah. Like, are you – that you can go to a front row at the Link for less than that, like to a game, an actual game. It's unbelievable to me. The thing that's crazy to me is they just had this lawsuit. What the hell is the lawsuit for?
I think they're mad. I think they're coming out punching.
I know, but what is this then?
I don't know. Maybe I don't want to say it, but can they take a cut of this and just give it to the judge, the second judge, who knocked down the case?
I guess they're going to have to.
Here you go, bro. Thanks.
This is like after that, you know, class action smoking thing where, like, they just put Camel Joe up on a new billboard right the next day after or something. I mean, it's silly. I don't understand it.
I really feel like that first judge and that info coming out that they owe $14 billion. They've been hosing us for years.
Right.
ESPN said for team packages, it'd be $70 for a season, and the NFL's like, no, we have to protect our, you know, our DirecTV. No, we have to protect our business with the bigger networks.
Yeah.
The network games, but I feel so burned by all this, and I've told just about every host on the show, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do with Sunday Ticket. I don't have to pay $700.
Yeah.
But the package right now has now bumped up to $389. That's without Red Zone.
Yeah, well,
and it infuriates me. And then I've got a battle on the home front. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Caleb Herring got really mad at me the other day. I've got a battle on the home front because I want to stick with the protest and not get it. And the SO, my significant other, is like, we're getting it. I need it. So Caleb was on the other day. He's like, bro, will you stop? Are you now? You're just like, you're showing off. Like, you know what I have to go through?
I agree with you.
He has to basically kind of like slip it in and explain to the wife, like,
yeah.
He joked. He was like, auto renew. I couldn't do anything about it.
That's a good
Meanwhile,
one.
I've got
That's
the opposite situation. I got to talk the SO off the cliff or she's going to break my neck.
To be fair, Apple is doing the $70 thing. You just have to buy 11 teams at a time. That's all.
So you like my protest?
I do. I think it's great.
So Monday,
I hate price gouging. It's one of my. That's the worst thing in the world to me.
So Mondays, I'm just gonna be like, hey, from the highlights I watched.
You're gonna watch
from the small clip. Well, my other option is, and this is another thing I've said over and over again. We will go out on Sundays to watch the games, and it's not gonna be cheap. Like, we'll spend $150 on a Sunday or more. So when you add that up, then we're over $2,000, and I'm, like, squawking about $390.
Well, now you're making excuses for them. I mean, that's
I know.
That's kind of what they would use as propaganda.
Well, my logic is the local bars all pay for the package, so why not give them the money?
That's good.
Now, I'm going to spend a lot more. I'm not independently wealthy, though.
Right.
Like, I'm not coming into some
you should be.
Jackpot.
That's ridiculous.
I'm just pissing away money over some protest, but which, by the way, they don't care.
No.
They're like, we're making billions. Take your $390 and shove it. I wish Goodell would get a hold of one of these clips and just come out and do a press conference and be like, yeah, that guy in Vegas, Cofield?
Yeah.
Yeah, suck it.
Yeah, well, I've talked
right,
about
just one of those DX things. Right here!
Whenever price gouging comes up, it always reminds me of movie theaters because – like, movie theater popcorn would not be $20 for a small if everybody just stopped paying for it.
Yep.
But they do. And so that's why.
You know what's interesting? Jared, do you go to the movies?
No. I'm no fun. I do not go to the movies.
Do
Do they offer bargains now because the crowds have trimmed down so much? Or is it like most cases where they're like, oh, we got to raise the prices. Like, yeah. wait. So the people who are actually still showing up,
yeah,
we got to rake them over the coals.
Last time I took a girl to the movies, and she was nice to say, like, oh, I'll pay for the actual movie ticket. And I was like, cool. Her share was like $12. My share was about $70 for both of us.
Did you get beers?
No, it was like candy and drinks and popcorn.
Yeah, that's one of those where you're like, nope, I got it.
Yeah, exactly.
I got the movies. You know what? You do the concessions.
I know. Exactly. I could have walked out there with a Sunday ticket instead.
It's a confusing approach, isn't it?
It sucks.
Volume is down. Sales are down. You know what? The people who really want us, let's get them.
But it works.
I know, because people can't pull a complete shutout.
No.
Just shut the whole friggin' thing down.
That's
and
it.
We love the NFL.
It is great. It's beautiful.
How many Niners jerseys do you have? Oh, it is?
Is it your first one?
How much was that? That's nice.
That's cool.
I was hoping he'd be like, I have set. Yeah. I would say get over there and then look at the reseller sites. So I'll actually mention them on there, like StubHub or SeatGeek. I think you'll get a good number. But don't remember I said that and come back to try to beat me up because you might get hosed. So you want to tell him?
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking to a guy with a Niners jersey on, a Purdy jersey, because I wanted to find out what he's paying. And then he was like, hey, what's the best way to get a ticket? Should I go to the ticket window? I'm like, probably not. Although, you know, I can't explain all this.
Just don't get Sunday ticket. Tell your friends.
Yeah. There is actually ticket resellers. You have availability on that on, I think, AXS.com. So, but it, you know what? This is another one I talk about all the time. There could be, like, 40,000 people there today, you know, for the game tonight, and 20,000 empty seats, and the get-in price on the secondary market but might be $700.
Dude, Doug wrote a book about this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called, like, Never Fall Down or something. I don't know what it's called.
Wait, what? Sounds very inspirational. It's about tickets for a football game?
I always make up, like, names for the book, and then I never forget. And now I've gotten so far that I don't remember the actual name.
That's like a Hallmark
Never Sold
movie.
Out. Never Sold Out. That's what it is.
Never Sold Out. I didn't know he wrote a book. I talk about this all the time.
It's about the ticket business.
Does he listen to the show?
You should have Doug on. It's about the ticket business.
When did the book come out?
Years ago.
3 years ago.
What is
I have a signed copy.
It's the only book I've ever read.
This is one of my bits all the time about getting hosed.
Yeah. No, you'd love it. He has all kinds of stories.
Can you just play music for 5 minutes? I'll look up tickets for this guy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Felt like he really contributed there to the show.
He did. He was cool.
Greg, is there anything you want to talk to me about so Cofield can just play
actually.
Stuff on his phone?
Well, I'm sitting here right now salivating because I'm waiting for chicken salad, and I know it's coming. So, like, in my brain.
He's not going to listen.
I'm getting ready for it, and I'm, like, very excited, and I can't think about anything else.
So I thought the general consensus was you guys meant to order food but didn't actually order the food.
I feel like the order got put in at some point.
Yeah, we finally did.
Yeah.
They're very nice. They treat us to some food here, and a lot of times we don't get it, but you know, Greg came in. He's a good soldier. He will eat at a place we're at, but he only does it for the place and the show and the station, so we have social media.
Yes. That's true.
Yeah.
Because you're on a diet.
I'm a team player.
You're on a diet.
You know, I'm a very skinny person, so me eating at all is honestly unusual. So I'm doing it only because I want to, you know, promote the amazing chicken salad here at Golden Circle at TI.
I do believe, thinking about it, though, that I completely screwed that guy because I forgot the Niners-Raiders tickets, no matter when they play, when it doesn't preseason, it's through the friggin' roof.
Right.
There's so many. The Niners fan base is a top three fan base around the country now. Like,
no.
Yeah, they are. I'm telling you, there are Niners.
Maybe in numbers.
No, they're. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
But they're also I didn't mean in quality. I mean, I think in terms of fighting, I actually think they're top three.
Yeah, I guess so.
They're pretty good. They bring it.
They do bring it. Yeah.
But there are Niners fans everywhere. Like I don't like Steelers fans and I don't like Cowboys fans because a lot of those fans were forged. In the 70s and 80s, when you'd live in a local market and your team sucked, and so you picked the Super Bowl winner or the Super Bowl runner-up. But I forget. Like, that's my era. You forget. You can forget how good the Niners were in the late 80s into the 90s, and there are all these, like, 30-somethings who love the Niners, and they live everywhere. Like, the Niners are the most popular team in California. Raiders might be second.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Southern California has so many Niners fans, and you see it at Rams games.
Yeah. Right here in Vegas, too. I got a friend named Ken who's a fan of yours, actually, who is a Niners fan.
Weird.
Weird that he's a fan of yours, or weird that he's a
Yes.
Weird that I have a friend.
Well, tell him I said hi.
I will.
Now I'm really curious. I hope I didn't lead that guy down a terrible path. We'll find out.
I'll chase him down.
So what's the final piece of advice?
Well, I'm going to tell you off air because you don't want me
happy kind of wife, happy life. I think that's it.
You're going to have to boycott it. Here's the thing.
I have to boycott it.
Well, no. If you tell your wife, if your wife, okay.
It's not a wife. She's branded the significant other for a reason.
All right, SO.
We're on the precipice all the time.
Sorry. If your SO is going to buy it anyway, just keep denying it. And when she buys it, you didn't do it.
Well.
Now you sit down and watch some football. You're good.
That's my fear because that's what she usually does. Any kind of protest I have, she finally throws her hands up. She's like, I'll get it.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, that's not the point. It's not who pays for it.
Yeah, but it's too late then. And now you didn't do it. It's fine. You're good.
You know, the worst part for me is, and I'm sorry, rest of the country, but I don't need it for the Jets. Not often. I really don't. Yeah. The Jets play national games 6 times.
Yeah, it's true. They're on a lot. Plus, I mean, would you want to watch the Jets anyway?
Well, I mean, this year they have some hope.
Yeah, you're right. I don't want them to.
I've talked about it many times. It's being a fan of a team that's mediocre or bad, the years that you actually do get your hope up and you invest some emotion, it really breaks you.
Yeah. We kind of talked about this before, but would you rather be good every year or good 1 year and then not good for a few years?
Well, I mean, at this point, I'd rather just be good for 1 year.
Yeah, just to have the fun.
But would it have been fun to be, like, good for 25 years and win one Super Bowl or even none?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have taken that.
Right. Because the ride is fun.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
The ride's no fun when you're 6-win organization every friggin' year, and then you go to the draft, you're like, here's the hope.
Right.
And then they're like, hey, they took the 4th-rated defensive lineman at the 7th pick. Like,
yeah.
What?
That's like when Cowboys fans are like, we won a Super Bowl back in, you know, whatever, and it was like on Betamax.
Yes.
You know.
Well, that's what that kid from the Raiders is like. I'm 12 years old. I've never seen this team be successful. What do you want from me?
But the worst point is not just what he's experienced, is what his expectations are nothing.
Yeah.
He is hopeless at 12.
Yeah.
Like, you're not a mentor. Greg should not be around mentoring kids on hope.
Yeah.
But no. I was blown away by you glass overflowing.
Oh.
You're like, kid, have some hope.
Yeah, you little punk.
Well, you don't have to beat up on him.
No, sorry.
He's emotionally
You got me fired up.
Broken right now.
Just kind of came up.
I had to build it up.
I mean, he's emotionally kind of in the place where, like, the Jet fan was whenever they looked at, oh, we've got Hackenberg and Petty. I have no hope for this.
Don't ever do that. Don't ever bring that man's name up again on the air. Christian Hackenberg. Because that draft, the Jets have had so many bad drafts. That was one where I was legitimately shocked and pissed off.
Yeah.
I was at Sunset Station. We were doing a remote over there. And I'm like, I'm all like, happy-go-lucky. And I think it was a second-round pick, and I was like, what? And just stormed out. I'm like, why would you do that? We got to screaming yesterday. I've been waiting all week. We got about 3 minutes here, and then we're going to go to Matt and Everett. I set this up last week with, I believe what we saw with 3-on-3 in basketball was a failure by the Americans to be organized. I also think FIBA hates the United States, so they don't have us in a position where we can qualify the best players. I am fearful of flag football. I know you think the U.S. is going to freaking steamroll. I almost think this guy was responding to you. Hoosh Doucette, the quarterback of the USA national flag football team, said it's, quote, disrespectful to assume NFL players will take the Olympic team spots when the flag football debuts in 2028. Mahomes got all pissed off and fired back at the guy. Yesterday, Adam Hill comes on, and it just – everyone just started yelling because Adam comes out of the gates kind of on my side.
Yeah.
That, like, I think we better get it right. This is a freaking test. Adam's case here is if right now the NFL players tried to play this USA team, like, they're not ready to play flag football. Fire this?
It's just fact. You play tomorrow, the U.S. flag team is beating the NFL players.
I love this.
It's not the same sport.
No.
It's not the same sport.
No, exactly.
It's not the same sport.
Salerno fought me
on
this.
If you give me
Griffin,
if you give me,
what skill set?
You give me
what skill set?
By the way, we already know because we've watched the Pro Bowl flag football game and they suck at it. They don't know how to play it.
You think they're trying?
Yes, because they don't know what they're doing.
They're slapping
hands away. They're cheating.
How hard do you think it is to learn?
I was about to say, you give me a month of practice, NFL team's winning. But you give me tomorrow?
Yep.
The flag football team is absolutely – and I think it's not even close.
There you go, Salerno.
Man, did you see the moves this guy was putting on people?
Pretty shifty.
It was nifty, but like they were nifty. Ridiculous. Those wouldn't work in real football. Like one of them looked like he was doing the limbo. He like went all the way to the ground. His butt touched the ground. Come on, man.
NFL players can't do that.
They can stop him from doing it. They'll stop him right away. There's no way.
I thought the best part of the show yesterday, and Jared hates this man, and I've never gotten an explanation why. Arash was in there. You couldn't hear Arash because he got so annoyed with Adam. He's like, your takes are terrible. Adam gets under his skin. Then he breaks Adam, and then that's what happens. I know I was yelling, but that went on for like 8 more minutes, and Arash was like, you are ridiculous. And then Adam gets he gets worked up. It's magical radio.
I mean, just
Jared, what's the issue? We got to get this out of the way. What's the issue?
I'm not 100%. I don't think I ever.
Oh, you have.
Okay.
You tweeted in the past. You've made obnoxious remarks like basically, why is this guy on the air? He's a nobody.
I never said he was a nobody. It was more of a that's the part of it. I don't know why he's on the air, but I mean.
Are you talking about Arash?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I guess I don't either. I like Arash, but. I don't know.
Well, he's our LA guy, and he's a.
That's what that's
I don't have to. I don't have to defend him. Well, first of all, we have no LA guys. I will tell you this: since 3/4 of the Rolodex are our show numbers, a lot of Mark McMillan's numbers. I won't even get into that, but you guys have no LA contacts.
No,
we cover LA like crap, and it's right down the road. We don't because I've got contacts. No, Arash is on because he's Mr. Event site. He goes to all these events, and I like stuff like that. I want to know what the menu is at a big event. I want to see what the crowd is like. I want to find out what's going on in L.A. We talk stadium stuff here, so that's why he's on.
Well, Jared's saying it in a negative way. I'm just saying because I just wasn't sure.
Yeah.
You know.
No.
I like Arash, though.
I don't like L.A.
Him, which I don't
that's
agree with.
Oh, you don't like L.A. Well,
yes.
I mean, we have a lot of Californians here. And I'll admit, I'm also, over the years, I've grown to like L.A. because I live with someone who's from L.A. My SO is from L.A., so.
I like L.A.
Yeah.
It's, like, cool to hate L.A., but I like L.A.
Well, I'm not down. We've talked about this. I'm not down with this, like, this stupid internet agenda about how every, major city sucks.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you stay in Podunk. Stay in Podunk. Yeah. I like major cities.
There's a reason it's expensive and there's lots of traffic because where you live sucks.
I like my city's big.
Yeah.
Now, Vegas can stop. That's it, okay? It's grown enough.
I'd like to get some more money. The market can go up a little bit.
There you go. Then you're bailing. Salerno's here. Jared's back in the Finley Toyota Studios. Here is TI Golden Circle Sportsbook and Bar. We'll get some baseball score updates. Talk a little baseball as well as Matt Neverett, voice of the Aviators, is up next.
Attention plumbers, HVAC, DIYers, and construction pros. McFadden-Dale Industrial Hardware has everything you need for your next project. Open early at South Decatur and Russell. McFadden-Dale Industrial Hardware, your one-stop shop to get the job done. McFadden-Dale Industrial Hardware. Get in, get out, and get to work.
Now back to Cofield and Company, live at the Golden Circle Sportsbook and Bar inside Treasure Island.
Rolling on here on a Friday. Treasure Island, you heard it. Golden Circle Sportsbook and Bar. James with the setup. He never gets mentioned in those rejoiners, so appreciate his setup today. Let's bring in Matt Neverett, who's become a regular on Fridays. I don't know if that's going to be the case moving forward because UNLV football is starting, and I think they play every game on Friday this year. No, but they play 5 of them. Matt is in. Matt, of course, the voice of the Aviators. He's the voice of Rebel football. What's going on, buddy? You got a lighter day today? The Aviators on the road in Reno, and you're not traveling this time, huh?
Yeah, no, not too bad. The weather actually feels like it was the last time I was in Reno a couple weeks ago. Beautiful weather out today. I was at practice this morning. And, really good to see them kind of getting into a game mode as far as the practice. I was really impressed with what I saw. And Caleb and I were both out there today. And, all of a sudden turning the corner, and here we go, week one coming up.
Yeah, you can see a difference in intensity the last week or so, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And even Caleb and I were both remarking today just about, the individual periods and how they were broken up. It wasn't as much, small group position on position. It was a lot of 11-on-11s, even working on some kickoff and kickoff return plays and some schemes there. Pretty much 11-on-11, not quite full contact, although they were in full pads. And you can definitely see the difference from the beginning of fall camp until now as far as the intensity and as far as, actually physically what they're doing during practice. It's really starting to actually implement some scout team stuff as well for what they're going to see from the Houston Cougars next Saturday.
They say styles make fights. How do you think UNLV matches up with Houston stylistically?
I mean, realistically, week one is probably the best time for UNLV to get this Power 5 opponent on the road. It's a new team. Tulane head coach Willie Fritz came over to Houston, took a lot of guys with him, especially on a defense. And this was a Houston defense that finished dead last in the Big 12 last year. They're picked to finish just about there again this season. And I think with the, you know, the unique style that UNLV runs on offense, it's hard to prepare for anyway. We saw teams get a little bit more accustomed to it last year as the season went along. So I think getting a team like Houston with as much turnover, especially on the defensive side of the ball, earlier on in the season on the road is actually going to be a really, really good benefit for the Rebels in this game, just because, A, number one, they don't know which quarterback they're going to be preparing for if you're the Houston Cougars coaching staff right now, and B, with the go-go offense, there's just so many elements that you have to prepare for, even if it's just putting something on tape last year once in a game against Air Force in Week 8 or whatever. There's just so many elements that you have to prepare for anyway.
If somehow, let's say they start going on a run, do you think it's a good or bad thing to get a lot of these games, like the national games, out of the way early, or would you rather have them spread out, like, or towards the end?
I mean, the schedule this year is pretty balanced. It's a little bit more front-heavy in terms of the must-win games and the games that are going to be, you know, the bigger, better atmospheres. Really, after the Boise State game in October, the last four games of the year are Hawaii, San Diego State, San Jose State, and then UNR, so it's really what you can get up to that peak about midway through the season with the it's the Fresno State game, rather, that's later on in the season where that schedule really starts to turn. If you can get through that part of the schedule, you know, if you can make that early run, you put yourself in a really, really good position later on in the season, because those are three, if not four, winnable games on the back end.
Matt Neverett is on the horn with Cofield and Company here in our 5 o'clock hours. We're live at Golden Circle Sportsbook and Bar. Next Wednesday, first Barry Odom Radio Show of 2024. Parkway Tavern, Flamingo and 215, and they always have good giveaways, but this one is great. They're going to give away a suite at Allegiant for the home opener against Utah Tech.
Damn.
Suite for 16 for the home opener, food and beverage included, prize valued at about $2,000, and that'll be for the noon game on September 7th against Utah Tech. I have never actually watched a game or anything from a suite. I gotta call in some connections. I don't have any. I'm gonna find out real quick. Like I can't get in the suite because I don't know anyone. But come out next Wednesday, 2:15 in Flamingo. It's usually a good crowd. You can hear the show. You can ask questions. You can take pictures with Matt and Everett. That's always very cool. Before we get to a little of what's going on with the Aviators, I want to talk baseball in general. So we started this conversation with your pal Alex White the other day about the balance at the top of baseball, that we're probably not going to have a 98-win team. The Dodgers down to the Twins, 10 teams, are separated by 4.5 games. Dodgers are 76-52. Twins are 71-56. There's 8 teams in between. I'll just throw it out there. Is that good or bad for baseball?
I think it's great for baseball. Obviously, everybody likes the 100-win team, especially when it's a big market team like New York, Boston, Los Angeles, Chicago. When those teams are 100-win teams, that is good for baseball. Not that small market teams winning that many games is not good, but that's what the league would much, much prefer. I think if that is not an option, what we have this year is just about the next best thing. You've got parity down to the stretch. You've got a lot of small market teams battling with the big boys to top the division and the wild card races, and really just some intriguing storylines with some young players and a couple of teams really making runs. I'm talking about the Kansas City Royals. I'm talking about the Baltimore Orioles. I'm talking about the San Diego Padres and the Arizona Diamondbacks. These are franchises that had not had a ton of success as of late as far as winning World Series. I mean, recently it's been the Royals who have been anywhere close to a World Series out of any of those four that I just mentioned. So starting to see some of those teams that have been kind of up and coming for a while start to come to fruition is really, really good for baseball, because at the end of the day, they're going to have to keep intriguing not only the younger fans, but keeping fans interested in the younger players, the prospects coming up. And those four franchises I just mentioned have really, really invested a lot into their player development as of the last 10, 15 years or so.
Good or bad for baseball, Greg Salerno. Greg is wearing a Yankees hat, so he might lean. I believe you are the ugly American, the ignorant American, not only internationally but domestically. So I could see you being like, Royals, Twins, who cares? Yankees, Dodgers.
You're asking me? That's exactly right. Yes, of course. Yeah. Well, just get rid of the last five teams of that list.
I was completely trying to insult you and then maybe flip you to be like, no, I'm very well balanced. I love great teams.
I suck at everything. Yeah, no, that's fine.
You are like a lot of people. You want the big name teams in.
Yeah. Well, I always think that like having a bad guys good anyway. Like when the Warriors were good, I felt like the NBA was better. When, you know, whatever. When as a team that everybody's trying to go against, I feel like it's always better. Parity to me, I don't know, kind of sucks. Matt, I wanted to ask you.
Parity sucks.
No, Matt, I wanted to ask you, though, because I saw that Joey Votto's retiring. And it's one of those guys that, I don't know, I put him kind of like a Todd Helton. Guys that were really good but spent a lot of their career on really crappy teams. Where do you see him in, like, the lexicon of baseball? Does he even – like, I saw people asking if he has a Hall of Fame case. I mean, I don't know if he's that great. But where do you put Joey Votto?
I put him in the Hall of Fame, Greg. Let me tell you.
God.
I had this conversation, and I had to look up this text that I sent the other day with my buddies that I – you know, my baseball degenerate buddies. These are Joey Votto's laurels, and this is why I think he's in the Hall of Fame. Six-time All-Star, a league MVP, a Gold Glove winner – led Major League Baseball in walks 5 times. He led Major League Baseball in on-base percentage 7 times. Those two alone, I don't know if there's a guy that has led Major League Baseball in walks a handful of times and on-base percentage more than that, that is not in the Hall of Fame. He was one of the best hitters and best guys as far as getting on base in a generation. You know, guys, I'm 30 years old. He really came into his prime when I was in high school and college and, you know, was one of the best in terms of putting bat on ball and getting on base of a generation. And I, you know, if you go into Baseball Reference, they have similarity scores, and they had him right up there with Edgar Martinez, who I think was a snub that, as of late, got a lot more traction, and that's why he's in. So I think Joey Votto, with a lot of the advanced numbers and a lot of people taking a look at the career accomplishments, just on paper of Joey Votto, I think he's in, just based off of those numbers.
Don't eras matter, though? Like, if he played from 1974 to 91, these numbers are, like, pretty good. But...
That's fair.
With the competition now and more, I mean, he's got 356 home runs and 1,144 RBI. You're right. Very impressive in an era where we really appreciate on-base percentage. That's good. I got to – you know what? To counter you, Greg, I got to say that, listen, I feel bad for you that you didn't play on great teams, which, by the way, there's free agency. Leave.
No, I agree.
I really – it's something I thought of the other day, and it's very random, but I was watching – Nesson at a bar, right? And I see, like, two of the relievers get interviewed after the game. It's like Louis Garcia and who was the other one? Lucas Sims.
Yeah.
And I was like, see what it's like when you play in a market after the game, when you have a bad game? There's 40 guys around you, women, who are like, what did you do? Like, when you play in Cincinnati, it is a different standard you have to live up to, and I'm not saying it's easy.
You're right.
But there really is no pressure. And making the postseason, it does mean something. Playing in pressure situations. And players now, Matt, they can control their destiny. Joey Votto, and I'm not, if he loves Cincinnati, good for him, man. If he wanted to stay there, but I think that is part of the criterion of getting into the Hall of Fame is you got to play in some big games.
I think so. I mean, he's not devoid of big games on the resume. He did play in playoff games. He did play in National League Division Series, and I believe one championship series with those Reds teams. That National League Central from like 2012 to 2016 was literally the NL Central or bust as far as who was going to win the National League those for those couple of years. So he also just happened to be victimized by a division that was really, really solid and really, really top heavy. I mean, I'm thinking of the 2013 season when Andrew McCutchen won MVP for the Pirates, where the Cardinals and the Pirates were the only two teams in the National League to win 90 games that year.
You know, you make a good point, too, because Steve was talking about the eras, and he's right. I mean, the stats in this era are not the same, you know, compared to past eras. But, as Matt said, he led the league in these things. He led the league in walks. He led the league in, you know, on-base percentage. So it wasn't like it was only for this era. I mean, he did it better than anybody else.
I think we should continue for another 20 minutes on Joey Votto.
I
would do this for a while and talk about the fact that in three of the four playoffs that he was in, he went, 3 of 23. But we don't have to be stat nerds. It is always an interesting conversation about who's going to make the Hall of Fame and who's not. Seattle fired their manager, Scott Servais, and he told? He found out in an odd fashion. That's the problem with the Mariners, is it's the manager? Not the player, the manager?
I guess. I mean, something had to be done, and Jerry DePoto didn't want to take the blame for making trades because he felt like it. they had some really, really bad luck. I mean, Rosario, they picked him up this offseason, really didn't do much and was hurt to start the year. They were one of the teams that, you know, they were very active, as they typically are in the offseason on the trading wire, but they just did not get a great return, especially early on a lot of the bats. And they've got the best starting rotation in baseball, bar none. They lead the league, and they have more quality starts than the White Sox have wins on the year. It is incredible the way that they have found to blow leads. I saw a number the other day that since mid-June, when they last led the American League West, they had dropped, I think that when I saw it earlier this week, they had lost like 15 games in the division since then. The White Sox had only lost 18 games in the division since then. So they were playing as badly as the White Sox when it came to their in-their-division play as anybody in baseball. And again, it's the bats. It's the bats. It's the bats. It's the bats. So I don't know what Scott Servais necessarily was or wasn't doing to encourage the hitting. But when they score five runs or more, they won just about every game they played this year. But there were so many games where they didn't reach that benchmark, and something had to be done. A lot of times the manager's just the guy to fall on the sword.
Aviators are back in town. We're talking about an Everett Voice of Las Vegas. They're back on Thursday. Another run here of really good giveaways and promotions.
Yeah, they're playing right now in Reno. They go on the road again next week, playing in Sacramento. They do take a bus. It's the only trip where they go on a bus instead of a plane. It's about a two-hour ride, and it's a really, really beautiful ride between Sacramento and Reno. They're making that same trek next year, just in the opposite order. But coming back Thursday, September 3rd, Round Rock comes into town, the Express, the AAA affiliate of the Texas Rangers, named after Nolan Ryan, the Nolan Ryan Express. Him and his brother part owners. Same as always, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Reyes de Plata, Bark on the Berm, and $2 beer night. We're going to have some live music on the plaza, by the way, on the Thursday the 5th. It's a leather purse giveaway on Friday the 6th, and also an orange out. We got some partnerships with Carrot Top and a lot of other really good stuff for the orange out. I had some fun editing together a video that he sent over. And then Hispanic Heritage Night on the 7th. We're trying to blow both Friday and Saturday night out of the water. Reyes de Plata hat giveaway. And just a lot of live bands. It's the first time ever, guys, that there will be food trucks inside the premises at Las Vegas Ballpark. It's Saturday, September 7th. You guys should come out if you're available, because they're going to be out on that plaza. And the empanada truck is going to be my favorite. I can already tell.
Nice. I want that hat. I'm not saying
it's a good-looking
you can
hat.
Get it, but I thought I kind of suggested, please get me a hat.
I got you. Yeah, I got the. I did. Oh, I. By the way, you've been asking me about this hat saga with the Harry Potter hats for a couple of weeks for an engineer to be named later. The eagle has landed. I've secured the house that he wanted.
He owes you so much. That's Nick Murphy, who runs the UNLV games, does all the setup. Come on now. That was a big ask. That was a big ask. Matt Everett's a good guy.
The problem was I got him a Hufflepuff. He wanted a Ravenclaw, so I got them both.
Okay, there you go. All right, Matt, well, have a good weekend. We'll check in with you early next week, and I'll probably see you before that. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Coach Barry Odom radio show, Wednesday at 6. Can't wait.
Take care.
He's such a pro. He always gets a pop in for something.
No, I know. It's good.
Did you look at the purse? On the orange out, they're doing a purse giveaway.
No, what is it?
Take a look at it during the break. Is this something that Caleb Williams would use?
Oh, I see it now.
I'm not even mocking on Caleb Williams. But man, I can't believe how many people get mad at like $13,000, Louis Vuitton bags. Yeah. Like,
well, I don't think they know what they are.
I mean, I don't, if it's a Merce or like a little mini, one of them looked like a little mini suitcase.
Because like LeBron and those guys have been carrying around these Merces for a long time. Yep. I mean, it's not like they're new or anything.
A Merce would be a waste for me.
Yeah.
Especially one, I would have to have a lot of money to spend, I don't even know what these things cost, because I put them through hell. Like we've got like,
oh yeah,
we're very slovenly.
Yeah,
we've got backpacks.
Yeah,
I picked my backpack up today and I was like, why is this soaking wet? I left a water like a water thing in it or next to it. And, I mean, I would absolutely ruin any tens of thousands of dollar bag. So I don't know. I like it. I like Caleb Williams. So far, what I've seen, I think he's pretty cool. I mean, I'm not
great.
A Merce guy. If you gave me a choice between a Merce and a fanny pack, I would go fanny pack. I don't think I'd get mocked on for that.
I think he's a little weird sometimes. He'll be like, oh, I'm not nervous. And I was like, dude, come on, everybody gets nervous. But at the same time, I do. His play on the field has surprised me. I think he's been great. He's been fantastic.
I'm sticking with my prediction from a couple weeks ago. Not that I wouldn't. Well, I guess I could back off if he looked terrible. I said the Bears would have I think the Bears will win more games this year than the Texans. I think there's going to be a regression to the mean with the Texans, and CJ Stroud will be caught up with a little bit. I don't think you agree. You're looking at me in dead silence.
I'm an
absolute moron.
I don't think that's that hot of a take, though.
Really?
I mean, the Texans take a step back because they had a great year last year. I mean, it's possible. The Bears have a good defense.
Okay, now I'm going to flip it. You want to bet it? You want to take the Bears and I'll take the Texans? I thought it was pretty hot.
What am I getting?
Well, that's a good point. We make a lot of bets on the show. 90% of them we forget. Willie and I have a bunch. Willie made a terrible bet. I'm gonna say right now, about a week before the break, the Olympic break, or no, maybe it's during the break, I asked him for the final record for the Aces. They were 16-8. He said they would finish the season at 28-12, and I'm like, I'll take the under.
Yeah, well, they already came back and lost two games, right?
They lost two out of three.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're going to have – the season will still be good, but it might be like 26-14. But that's I think that'll be the third straight bet I have against him. I'm going to say it. It's pretty much done. I have three dinners coming. Three different dinners coming.
Wow. Where are these dinners at?
Parts unknown. We don't want to get swarmed.
Okay.
Willie has a lot of fans.
It's paparazzi.
He's got a lot of fans.
Are these high-dollar places, though?
I mean, if I was talking about calling in favors, we probably should just hang here. I like barbecue. Over at Gilly's.
I'm eating chicken salad as we speak.
Oh, we have to get the review on the way back.
Yeah.
Gilly's, though, at the front of the property. Great spot for locals to come on out. I always like this word. I want to be in a honky-tonk atmosphere. I wish our show had a honky-tonk atmosphere.
You got to get rid of me there.
Yeah, well, no. You're a honky.
That's true.
Yeah, burgers to ribs. You can try the Gilly's Chili, the Lone Star Burger, the Baby Back Ribs. Of course, live music and the dance floor. You can learn how to line dance. I never learned how to do that. Two-step, too. I want to learn how to two-step. Mechanical Bull, and, of course, as good as anything they have, the Gilly's Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only – I mean, I wouldn't say it's the only reason to go, but that's a great reason to go.
It's a great reason to go. Yeah. Salerno, Cofield, Jared, James, we come back, close out the show, live here at Treasure Island on Friday.
Fight.
Cofield and Company presents Grab Bag on ESPN Las Vegas.
Stick your hand in there, dude.
Last giveaway of the week, 364-1100. Tickets to see Future next Friday, T-Mobile Arena. It's a great show. I like Future as an actor. Everyone else hated him in that HBO series. I thought he was dynamite.
I don't even know who he is.
He was really creepy. I'll have to tell you after the show. I can't remember the name of it. AXS.com is where you can get your tickets. Brian won earlier, but now someone else has a chance to win. 364-1100, caller 7 to see Future, Metro Boomin at T-Mobile next Friday, AXS.com. Back in the bag. You
stick your hand in there, dude.
Crushed that chicken salad sandwich. The main point of you getting the sandwich was to get a beautiful picture of it.
Oh. Well.
I've done that before, too. I forget. If you're really hungry and then you're like, whoa. I have put pictures up of eating food. The reaction's not great.
I didn't like the one you put up.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it was gross.
But it was so good.
It looked like you spit it back out onto the plate or
something. I had lost control. Well, it was a full chicken that had been spatchcocked. And I went crazy on it.
Yeah. No, they don't want to see this. But it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's the best chicken salad, I'm telling you, that you're getting in town.
I'll pull a stock photo. It'll look real.
It's like not too much seasoning, not too little seasoning. It's like the chicken's the exact right size of like cut. It's not like big chunks, but it's not like, you know, liquid.
You love this sandwich so much.
So good.
And so does Jed. And I take Jed more seriously because he's a very manly man.
You should.
Very stern, very serious. He doesn't get emotional about it. Your description was better than Jed's.
Yeah, but I'm also emotional and Jed's not.
We'll pull that, though. Yeah. I think people will be happy to hear
good.
Your exquisite description.
I'll take the same that Sparks got for his woo.
Yeah. Inside joke there, but. Are we going to be able to come to casinos? We got like 30 seconds left. Are we going to be able to come to casinos and have no smoking at all? Is this really going to happen?
I thought it happened already. It happened like 10, 15 years ago, and then everybody just kept smoking. But, yeah, apparently, if if they make a new law, if the polling shows that people want it, they're going to try to outlaw the smoking in the casinos. They're kind of doing it quietly, they said, but I hope so, man.
Thanks to Mr. Ruffin and Treasure Island, Golden Circle Sportsbook and Bar for hosting the show, the guys at the Sportsbook as well. Excellent spot. Jared, going to be filling in for Griffin, who's on vacation. Thank you. Good job, James, with the setup. Great job as well. You can hear Raider Nation Radio, or go to Raider Nation Radio to hear all the coverage of the Raiders game and stick around. We got Aces basketball in Minnesota. They got to break out of this. Because they lost here, they got to get a win there. They need it.
They're going to win.
Get going in the right direction. Salerno, guarantee. He's saying bet it. Bet the Aces.